With an election year that many feel will be volatile, how are we preparing for it? In prayer or in criticism? Paul admonished Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We have the urging, the responsibility, and the possibility of seeing good outcomes if we petition God for those in charge of our city, county, state, and country. A group called Pentecost Walk wrote a letter to the president with a national prayer of repentance. They urge united intercession and genuine humility, repentant before a merciful God, unshakable, unoffendable, and unbroken. And they, in our link at our webpage, you can actually sign this letter and prayer if you choose to do so. And they are on a prayer walk all the way up to the Capitol, going through all the major cities throughout the United States. Their goal is 20,000 miles. Father, we confess our lack of prayer for our president this election year and for those in political leadership in our city, county, state, and country. Instead, we have spoken ill of them and complained about their choices and mandates and the results that we experience. Forgive us, O Lord and Savior, for not praying for them, for their actions, and not pleasing you. We confess we did not pray for their salvation and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We repent of complaining and murmuring against anyone in political offices. We repent of not praying for them, their staff, their choices, their salvation. We recognize every word we speak will be judged and either would bring life or death. We repent of being part of the problem and not the solution to a peaceful, quiet life. We pray for this election that the right candidate will attain the position because your people, Father God, prayed in a holy manner for each of them to come to know you and the truth. We thank you that when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. And the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of you, Lord. You turn it wherever you will. We are to honor everyone and to love the brotherhood, to fear God and honor those who are in charge. And to let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. So Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for your unending mercy and grace poured out upon our nation, our city, our state, our county. You've delivered us in times of war, reunited us after conflicts among ourselves, and filled our lives with such abundance, your blessings overflow. Yet still we take you for granted. We come before you now in desperate need of your forgiveness. We confess that the liberty you so graciously gave us has become a license to do as we please. Our culture mocks you, our highest courts esteemed above your word. We've traded genuine spirituality for temporary pleasure, true virtue for hollow celebrity. We teach our children self-indulgence, yet stand mystified at the blood on our hands. We lust after material things, yet wonder why our souls are empty. We will lament the walls that divide us, even as we segregate ourselves from one another. Revive us, O Lord. Your presence is our only hope. Impart to us your passion for good over evil. And as we humble ourselves and seek your face, forgive us, Father. Make us one that America would be the land you envisioned from the beginning, a beacon of hope. And that whoever you put in place, O Lord, will be the person that is to help America be great again. In your name, for your glory, in Jesus' name.